I attended Patricia Hill Collins' talk, Intersectionality, Black Youth, and Political Activism last week on Thursday, October 1st, because I thought it would be interesting and applicable to many of my classes. This event was promoted by my professors of American Studies and of Psychology and Women and Gender, but I found it overlapped with topics discussed in my first year seminar as well. During her talk, Collins discussed how race, gender, sexuality, and countless other factors affect society, particularly in the realm of political activism. Collins began by debunking the 1960s stock story for political activism. This narrative paints all political activists as young, white, male, middle-class, rebellious teenagers. In reality, however, there were many activists of a variety of race, class, and gender who were involved in 1960s activism, as well as activism into the modern day. Collins argues that blacks particularly have been involved in a freedom struggle since the time of slavery. Even to this day, freedom for blacks remains, as Collins puts it, under construction. Today, black activism for enhanced political rights has suddenly reignited. After catalysts such as Zimmerman and the Ferguson Rebellion, political activist groups like Black Lives Matter have taken center stage. Black Lives Matter, the most notable example of black political activism in 2015, is currently pushing for greater equality not only for straight black men, but for black people of all genders and sexualities. This incorporates the emerging idea of intersectionality, that it is imperative to acknowledge people's race, class, sex, gender, sexuality, and many other identifying factors in order to understand the full picture. Collins' talk fit in very well with my American Studies class as well as my psychology class's discussion of intersectionality. She emphasized the fact that race and gender are becoming more and more ambiguous terms. What really is race? What really is gender? It seems that these identifying factors are coming to be understood on more of a spectrum. This developing spectrum is actively trying to give credit, a place, and a meaning to every individual. I also tied in many of Collins' points to my first year seminar, especially with our Du Bois reading. To date, there are statistically more black people than any other race incarcerated in American prisons. There have been many instances, especially within the past year, where unarmed blacks have been killed by police officers who were originally just pulling them over for traffic offenses or stopping them for nonviolent crimes. In her talk, Collins illustrates these examples of how black people have been purposefully held down by the dominant groups throughout American society. Unfortunately, with these examples, Du Bois' argument that black people have been enslaved even after given quote-unquote freedom still rings true today.